Radio Baronine to have the soul. Hi, it's me, Carly. Tonight we are going to be talking about so many things that is so good. Let's see. There's AMC. You know, I am so excited about Haley and Mateo coming back to all my children. I mean, that makes me the happiest person. Okay, you guys, it's for 3 days. Give me a break, but it's for 3 days. And, you know, it's for their 40th anniversary. And, you know, all my children's been on for 40 years. And, wow, that does seem like a long time, doesn't it? And let's see. And then I want to get into the lucky debate, too, tonight about, you know, do we really want Jonathan Jackson coming back? Because, you know what? I was done with the lucky character two weddings and a fire ago. I'm thinking about having that teaser made up. So if anyone wants to buy that teaser, come ahead, tell me. And, you know, I also want to talk about, you know, if Claudia does get hers on General Hospital, okay, who do we want to kill her? Because my vote especially is Jason. Let Jason kill her and let Carly help. It's about time Carly can do something. I am so sick of seeing Carly on the sidelines, and so I am so sick of seeing Elizabeth on the sidelines too. It's stupid, is, you know, making me mad. And let's see, what else is making me mad this week? Oh, okay, so I was up really late last night watching the soaps, and I was watching One Life to Live, and why do they have to wait Friday, you know, to show Natalie going into the house? You know, her hand was covered with blood, and she screamed, and that's it. You know, I know Friday cliffhangers matter, you guys, but come on. Okay, so, and I want to talk about Army Wives, too, because that moved me. That moved me so much. I'm still in tears. So, yeah, so, and tonight it's only an hour, so, and we are going to be doing this Monday and Wednesday for a couple of weeks just to see how it goes. Okay, so let me bring on this first call.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
Well, you know what? I'm still kind of mad at One Life to Live. Let me enjoy being mad at One Life to Live for a little while because, you know, I mean, I know Zero's going to die. I understand that, but the way they are doing it is just making me mad because, you know, I really fell in love with this character. I really fell in love with Natalie and Zared. And to do this makes me want to slap One Life to Live. Because, okay, what? You know what's going to happen? They are going to have the Natalie John Blair triangle. Oh, I'm sorry, Natalie, John, and Marty. And I'm sorry, I love Marty, everyone, but I'm not a big John and Marty fan.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't think anyone is, to be honest with you.
You know what, and please don't send me hate mail, but I was kind of liking Marty and Todd. Okay, yeah, it's the rapist and the victim there. But it was good TV. It was, I mean, when she didn't know what Todd did. But they had great chemistry. And I'm just getting so sick of Taya. And you know what? You know, okay, yeah, I know Taya didn't throw Blair out the window, but in my little head right now, yes, she did. Because I want to blame Taya on something because I just don't like the character. I've never liked Taya. You know, if they want to bring someone back, bring back Evangeline. That was more possible than Taya for me.
Well, I mean, I think it's, even if you don't like her, I think that you can say that it's helped the show because she's been a major supporting character in a lot of stories, you know, over the last year since she's been back. So.
Well, yeah, but you know what? I'm just sick of her. You know what? You know, for me, I'm not a talented supporter. I just don't see it there. I just don't see it. You know, they quit with the Todd and Vanderlee because Vanderlee contract was over and she did not resign. And so they went back to Taya. And, you know, they never really closed out the Todd and Blair thing in a way that was possible. I mean, okay, yeah, Blair has every right to hate Todd after what Todd did to Star. I'm sorry. In my opinion, what Todd did to Star while Star was pregnant, that will not win Father of the Year, in my opinion.
No.
And so, this, for me, as a, you know, so far, so I think I'm getting sick of the whole, you know, and then you're going to bring Taya's new husband in. And, okay, yeah, Michael Lowry is sexy to look at and everything, but, you know, I love Michael Lowry and stuff, but, you know, yeah.
I like him with Blair, so I don't know. I think hopefully, because I think it's too soon for her to go back to
Hey, Cyber, you on there?
Yeah, that's me. When you said Evangeline, that was my cue to call in. Because I was a huge Evangeline fan.
Oh,
and that's
exactly
why I don't watch One Life to Live.
Well, so was I.
That's the reason why I no longer watch One Life to Live because of what happened to Evangeline and Todd's storyline.
You know,
I told a lot of people that didn't like Todd and Evangeline together, and that's okay, but I did want to see. A couple doesn't have to stay together for me. They don't
okay.
have to be together forever and ever. I just want them to have a story.
Yeah,
and then
okay.
they can break up, and then, you know, he can go back to Blair. But I waited for that story, just like I waited for another one on General Hospital. And they would not tell that story. They refused.
You know what, yeah.
I know
okay.
that he had a big fan base with, you know, Blair. And I like Kathy Price. She's
yeah.
one of my favorite people. I adore her. I think she's
mm-hmm.
got the sexiest legs on television.
Well, yes,
that girl
she does.
Can wear some shoes and those legs. On Facebook, I said, you know, I'm going out, and I sure would like to borrow your legs. She would look so nice in this outfit. But
well,
if she wears some kick, oh, I was about to say a bad word. Shoes.
Well, go for it. Because right now with One Life to Live, that's how I'm feeling because I was a Jared and Natalie fan for so long. And Jared is leaving the show, and they are killing him off. And it's like, okay, another couple of mine is going out the window. And I'm like, okay, wait. That is not fair. And, you know, I like Todd and Evangeline because...
Oh, I was devastated.
Yes, it was
I
because
really
I'm...
was. I really was devastated. That really,
mm-hmm.
And I only came back to ABC for one reason. Because I was out of ABC soaps totally and completely
okay.
after that. I came back in 2006, and you know why.
Well,
otherwise,
yeah.
I still would be out. After that didn't jump off, I'm done. I'm done with ABC soaps. I catch my clips of Jake because I love me some Jake and Amanda. So I catch
oh,
my
yeah.
clips. I catch their clips, and you know, I don't have a problem. I can keep up with everything, all the characters I like.
Mm-hmm.
I have a source where I can, get clips, and
yeah,
I'm just fine with that.
But
and you know
for
how
me,
I do it? I just get a bunch of their clips together, and it's just like, you know, watching a TV show or a whole program. I just run their clips through and through, and then I just have them. You know, I really don't know what's going on otherwise, you know, unless it's in their conversation.
Yeah, but for me, I thought they ended the Evander Lee and Todd storyline way, way before, you know, it was ever to be over with.
I liked her with John, too. I didn't have a problem with her and John, you know.
Oh,
and
God,
I like Blair and John. I like Blair and John together.
I totally forgot about Evangeline and John together. I totally forgot about that. But, you know, the thing is, and makes me so mad that, they could have booked it out with Evangeline. They didn't have to, you know, have it leave the show. They could have booked it out. I mean, you know, because I know she wanted to do Broadway. And one of those Broadway shows or something. And so for me, it's like, why can't you just book out a schedule for some of these people to let them do their movies, but also let them do the soaps? Because
well, they don't do that for women. That's why Jeannie Francis left, because she wanted that kind. That's all she wanted. We'd have Jeannie Francis, Laura, right here, right now. All she wanted was the same thing that Tony Geary and Ingo Rademacher got. And they refused her. But they allow some other actresses to do it, but they would. She pretty much, you know, if you listen to it, you'll know what I mean. But I'm just so alienated from ABC shows. But I am enjoying, I'm catching up with my days because I was so far behind. So I'm catching up with that. And I am with Y&R, and I put off seeing the Colleen memorial service because I heard it was a tearjerker, and I wasn't ready to boo-hoo. And when I saw it the other night, I boo-hooed, and I was like, boy, can Beth Maitland act. That woman can act. I mean, we got us an actress here.
Okay, so who are we talking about?
We're talking about, I jumped from ABC, then I mentioned a little bit about Days, and now I'm on Y&R. And then pretty soon I'm going to go to Nighttime because I just saw Flash Forward, and I like that program too. So that's the program I like.
Yeah, well, you know, Y&R last, you know, when I was watching Y&R last week, it really impressed me, especially that the room you took me in, Young and the Restless, I can't think of it right now. But, you know, you can throw pies at them and everything. And so here I'm throwing pies at Adam and Dulce at Adam because Adam is this character that
tomatoes or cans?
Oh, yeah.
You can throw at them, or you can throw tomatoes, or you can throw darts.
Well, but really, I want to throw pies at him right now because
I wish they did have pies.
I have never really been so mad at a character. I mean, he is just ticking me off like no one's business. I mean, he is just treating Victor. I mean, I know a lot of people don't like Victoria and Nick, but I actually do. And I'm like, okay. You come into a family and you treat, you know, your new half-brothers and half-sisters like, I don't know if I can, but okay, I'm going to say crap on the air, okay? Crap,
okay.
Because, yeah, but you're treating them like this.
But Adam wasn't always this dark.
No.
I remember when Adam first came on years ago, even before the Adam, this is the third Adam, I think.
Okay, so Adam came on.
No, Adam wasn't quite this bad. He came. He was on before the other guy that left. Adam came before again. I think he may have even been there four times because I'm trying to think. I can't remember if he came around as a teenager, but I know there was another Adam before these last two.
Definitely. Okay, but he wasn't called Adam, right?
No, he was Adam. That was Victor's son by Hope.
Okay, I didn't know they called him Adam.
There was always an Adam. There was always him. He's been around for a long time.
Okay, because I thought they called
his son with Hope.
I thought they called him Victor Jr.
They did call him Victor Jr.
Yeah.
He was Victor, you're right. He was.
Yeah,
I don't know how Adam got caught up in there. Maybe he didn't want to use the name. It was a storyline about that, I think. He didn't want to use the name because of some reason or another.
Okay, so I know he's gay, but the way he's looking with Ashley, the way he looks at me, I'm like, oh, God, they are not going to go there, are they? Oh, are they going to go there with Sarah and Adam? I mean, okay, fine. I'm just...
No, I mean, I'm just... Yeah, I've thought that too, but if they go there, I'm probably going to vomit, honestly.
He was meant to be gay, but now he's hitting on his his brother's ex-wife, and he's hitting on his father's soon-to-be ex-wife, but he supposedly is supposed to be gay.
Well, he wasn't really gay. If you remember with Rafe, he was just doing that because Rafe was about to get found out. And he used that as a tool to throw Rafe off. And Rafe figured it out that he was just using him. That's how that jumped off. He was never gay because remember, he was in a relationship with Paul's daughter. What's her name?
Heather.
Heather. And that was one of the best scenes I've seen in daytime when she said he was on the down low. I thought I had to see that like three times. She was awesome in that scene. She was absolutely on the top of her game. She said she called him a switch hitter and everything. It was just such up-to-date dialogue. I really enjoyed her. That's when I became her fan, when she confronted him, and it was a hell of a scene, and it was awesome. She was awesome.
Got a question. Where is Heather's mom? Has she ever been?
Heather's mom was April. Old flame back in the day. I remember April. April was nice too. I liked it.
Okay, but they are not gonna like you. You don't see April coming back, because in my opinion, I loved Doug Davison. I've always been a big fan of his. And I think he always gets crappy storylines.
He hasn't had, just think about it, all these years he hasn't really had women, and he hasn't had a wife. I mean, this is since he was young. He's always had bad luck with women.
No, my favorite storyline with him, and this, because I've seen in a lot of magazines, was when he was with Cricket.
I liked him in Cricket. I like mostly all his relationships. I just like him. Always liked him from the very beginning when I first saw him back in the Gap. I have always liked him.
Mm-hmm.
Always. I love the storylines with his mother and father. I remember with him, his mother, father, and Patty. And they always had real good storylines. But one thing I did like this week is when Phyllis slapped Deacon.
Oh, yes. I
love that.
I know, because, I saw that in the room with you, but then I had that on my TiVo. I found myself rewinding that like five times.
I kept seeing it over and over. That was so
I'm bad. I'm like, okay, there's something obviously wrong with me because I'm, like, liking this way too much, but, with Eric Braden on his way out,
I
could...
his last, time is. I mean, I know he's going out, but I wonder...
I've kind of done some digging on that, and his last day, I can't even talk tonight, presumably is November 2nd.
Okay, so that's when that's the last time we'll see him on air, unless.
I mean, so that, you know, that's when they, but they haven't confirmed it. They just said tentatively. But in my opinion, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, we get like a 12-hour stay and they renegotiate this, because Eric Braeden said in an interview, you know, if they don't come back to the table, he's offline all for good.
Yeah.
I know.
So much to catch up on, Days. And I'm like 3 weeks behind. But there was one scene in Days that I thought was awesome. And that's when, and it's been a while ago, because I have a lot to catch up with Days. I am so behind. In fact, I'm going to watch a couple episodes tonight, maybe. Try to get through two. And you can do that with no commercials. But I like the scene when, a long time ago, when he was figuring out the kidnapping plot against how Nicole took the baby. Is his name Rafe, too? Isn't his name Rafe? The one that used to jump passion.
Okay,
that was
yeah.
That's a good scene. When he was just walking around and they had his voiceover and he was figuring out how that baby, that was some good acting. That was good. That was a good script. In fact, I watched that one a couple of times. It was so good.
Okay,
thinking, he said, wait a minute, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, hey, that was the same time that blah, blah, blah. And he was just walking around. He was in the scene all alone. He was just walking around. And I loved that scene.
I wasn't watching.
That shows you how far behind I am.
I wasn't watching when the baby first was happening, because, you know, like I told you, Cyber, I got all mad about Deidre and Drake leaving and Pastor Kayla leaving, so I kind of got mad at Days and I stopped watching. With the Baby Swift storyline, is Sydney really Sammy's baby? Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Okay. So Maya's baby really died, right?
Yeah.
But then Nicole's baby also died because he miscarried.
Mm-hmm.
So really, it wasn't really a baby twist, if you guys want to sit down and think about it, with this one baby that,
Well, Sammy's baby is alive.
Yeah, but Sammy doesn't know it yet, does
right,
he?
Right.
Okay.
I don't know yet. That's why I got so much to catch up on. I really have to catch up on Days, because I was right there with it. And then I don't know what happened. I started getting busy, and I missed 1 week, and then I came to 2 weeks. And
oh,
now
that's
I'm like 3 weeks behind. I'm like 15 episodes behind.
Well, that's
I got
okay.
A lot
I'm
to catch up on.
Well, this week I need to catch. I'm 2 weeks behind on Z8. And but what I want to know about Days is, because I read in a magazine, I think they are going to try to have not a triangle, but what they call when it's a foursome. I think they are going to try this between Bo and Carly and Justin. Bo, Carly, Justin, and Hope.
Hmm. I think. You think so?
But say yep.
Yeah.
I mean,
kinda
you
like
know.
Kind of like writing is on the wall since Crystal Chappelle.
I like
Crystal Chappelle, though, see, so.
I do.
She's so pretty. About her that's just, you know, you can't keep your eyes off of her.
Uh-huh.
On the screen. And she's always been like that. I remember her back in the day. She's always had that mesmerizing quality
mm-hmm.
about her. I'm going to really pay attention to this quad, because all I know is Days is really kicking some serious bum in the ratings. And it's a lot of people watching Days.
Mm-hmm.
It's making me want to watch more.
Yeah, and
it's a lot. They are getting some good ratings.
You know, I mean, I guess with me, I wish, you know, I mean, okay, maybe Deidre Hall and Drake will ever come back, but I wish from time to time they would mention them. I mean, can they build a big history on that show? And just sometimes I wish you would mention them. I mean, you know.
They never do that. Very few don't do that.
I know, but.
I know Y&R mentions Drew a lot, but see, that's why they're number one. They do what they're supposed to do for the
And Drew is, okay, but see, dead, but she's really presumed dead.
Well, they didn't find a body, I don't think.
Well, see, and there's rumors going up and down about that, about she wants to come back, and there's so many rumors saying that people are preventing her from coming back, and I think it would be very interesting if she came back. And there's rumors that they will be casting Malcolm.
Yeah, that's going to be hard shoes to fill. I like Malcolm. You know, I remember when Shamar couldn't act, and I still liked him, you know. That's just like my Philip Chancellor. Everybody tell me, oh, he can't act. I don't care. You know, it's just some characters you don't care if they can't act. You still like them.
Yeah.
You know, just like Drake Hogeston. He wasn't, Sir Laurence Olivier, but you just like him. You don't care if they can't act.
Exactly my point. And another thing, I mean, you get invested in these stories, and, you know, Drake was there so long. I mean, he was there all my junior high school, whatever. So, you know, and then suddenly, you know, he wasn't there. I'm like, you know, when they put Josh Taylor, you know, when they brought back Roman and Drake was still there, and I'm like, Josh Taylor or Drake, who's more cuter? In my eyes, I always thought it was Drake. And so when Marlena was going through that, picking Roman or John, I always knew it was going to be John because you know, they always messed it up with Caroline, Victor and Sean, because in my eyes, I always thought it should have been Caroline and Victor. So, you know, I thought, okay, they have to get right now because they got it wrong last time. But no, I think Dave is, you know, doing really, really good in the ratings and, you know,
Brit watch As the World Turns? Or All My Children, or... Which ones do you watch?
Me or Brittany?
Both of you.
Britt, you can go first.
The only ones I don't watch are As the World Turns and B&B.
Okay.
You know, I watch All My Children, Young and the Restless, General Hospital, I watch Days when I can, and the bad thing about living in Seattle, Days and One Life, you know, is on at the same time. So, I always TiVo One Life, and then my brain forgets about Days, and you know that's what I hate about here because, you know, having One Life and Days on it, I mean, I don't know, Days on it at the same time, I don't know if they do that where you guys live, but here they do.
All My Children kicks in at 12, but Y&R comes on at 11:30, so you can see 30 minutes of that. And then,
oh, that's weird.
And then Y&R comes on, and then Bold and Beautiful comes on, and that's coincides with the ABC soaps. So when Bold and Beautiful is on, I think All My Children is on.
Oh,
yeah,
that is...
Bold and Beautiful comes on at 12:30. See?
Oh.
And so at 12:30 here in Chicago, All My Children is still on until 1 o'clock. That's when One Life to Live comes on. One Life to Live comes on afterwards. So when I go to visit my family in Denver, then it's so different. One soap comes on at 10 o'clock or something. It's like,
what?
It's like miss I forgot which one it is. I have to.
That is so early.
Yeah, 10:30 or something like that. And I also was looking at ratings for, you know, the replacement for Guiding Light.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. Yeah.
Yeah, they seem to be doing pretty good from what I can see.
Because,
I have to take another look, though.
Well, because I did again today because I was home, and I put on 7, and, you know, Let Me Make a Deal was on, and I'm like, okay, you got
this. Let's Make a Deal, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, you got to be my... You know, it's like, I know, I mean, in my heart, I know Guiding Light is off, but in my head, they won't connect. It's like, you know, but it's like my mom told me, it was a show that was on even before she was born.
Oh,
and
it was on radio.
Yeah, I mean, my grandma, I mean,
so
my grandma. Yeah, my grandma and, yeah, my grandma and her mom used to listen to it on radio.
Wow.
And, you know, and I was being funny one day. I go, so when you know, I was being funny. Okay, you did not give the response I wanted. But I go, so on the radio, did you hear when they were making out? How did that go? And, you know.
That should have been interesting. But, you know, back in the day, things were inferred. They didn't come right out. They weren't so explicit.
Oh, well, yeah, I know.
You know, you just knew. It was more romantic, and they got
yes.
through with their writing. It wasn't so visual, you know, that I had to, like, see somebody in the bed together. You know, you just knew that they made love, and they referred to it as such, but you didn't
yeah.
see it, you know.
What was I going to tell you? Oh, so yeah, is this, I thought Guiding Light was really going to get, you know, really end up on the Hallmark Channel, one of those, because I thought it would do really good on that. But, you know.
It's sad that we lost another soul.
All those years ago, when they took Santa Barbara off, and that was only on for 8 years, and even though it seemed like it was on for longer, and Santa Barbara brought on a lot of the stars that are on today on all these, you know, different soap operas.
Yeah, Alexis, I think, came from that. Nancy Lee Grahn.
And remember, I can't think of his name, but he was on General Hospital for a while.
Sam Alexander's father.
Yes.
He came from Santa Barbara, too.
And for any listeners out there, I want to clear up, because I kind of got in a big debate the other night, Cyber, and you went to bed, so I was trying to look for you because someone did not believe me when I said that Lucky was not Cameron's father.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, okay, we kind of got, I mean, yeah,
there
okay.
There was Xander, that Xander Cam's father, and that Cameron is named after Xander's father.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. No.
You didn't know that?
No, and so.
I just had to recap that TV mega site, and they can get all the history.
Well, yeah, and it was so funny. So I would end up, you know, and I know I said, let's let it go and not have this debate.
I don't know
and,
people, you know.
So, I sort of let it go, and they went so far as saying.
Oh, my God.
You know, so, yeah, I felt like
a lot
I was...
of people that don't know the history of shows
yeah,
and they get into these arguments, and, you know, I already can tell that they don't know the history, and I'm not going to spend time taking them to school with 46 years' worth of
well,
history
I...
of a soul.
Well,
I mean, I just don't have the time for it.
Well,
and
I know, but...
You know...
My God,
you,
man.
I mean, that's just... Everybody just knows that. I mean, it's just,
well, yeah, and
it wasn't
because
that long ago. I mean, Cameron's only
yeah.
about 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah, and then she goes, yeah, and like Zeke is Lucky's. And I go, wait a moment,
but
how long
have
you...
Lucky's... Oh, she said that they might do a paternity change?
No. See, Matt, Jake is, not even the paternity test. She honestly thought Jake was Lucky's.
Does she watch the show?
Yeah, well, she's only been watching it for a year. And so with me being, what a fan of, that couple and what I'm saying, I kind of, said in a nice, polite way. I got, I Googled who, another really good general hospital site I found. And then, she was telling me how wonderful someone was. And then I found another site about her bad dealings, and I Googled to that site, and in about 40 minutes, I had another fan with that couple.
It's real easy to find out the history. All you got to do is go to Google or Yahoo or one of them.
Well, I know, but I just...
And all the stuff comes up. So
but I
was...
But it made me laugh, kind of. I'm like, even if you've been watching 6 months, you kind of know some of the history. Okay, you might not know every part of the history, but you know partly the history. I haven't been watching Young and the Restless for, decades. Hello?
Okay.
Cyber? Oh my god, did we say something wrong?
No. I think our phone probably just cut out or something.
Oh god, now I'm going to be paranoid. Okay, so I saw the saddest thing on TV the other night, and you probably never watched All My Wives, have you?
No, I haven't.
Well, all my Army Wives fans out there, you were right about telling me to use a box of Kleenexes because I'm still not over the season finale. And the phone number is 347-850-8721. And we have 21 minutes left in the show. And is there anything that... Oh, do you know a lot of celebrities is getting the swine flu?
No.
Yeah, one of the Dancing of the Stars people got it. I mean, I don't think it would be funny to have the swine flu. But to say that you have the swine flu would, be funny. We are going to have a show on Wednesday night, too, at 7. And we are going to do a 90-minute show that night. And then we might try next Monday. What will happen and what's the demographic and and maybe Mondays will be better or maybe Wednesdays, but and maybe sometime we need to try. Oh my gosh. Britt, did you open the chat box up tonight?
No. I can't get in.
Okay.
Wow.
No, I no, okay, well, I just got in. So I totally forgot about that. So thank you for reminding me. I am so excited about Haley and Mateo returning on All My Kids. I am so excited about that.
Yay.
You know, and they had a poll who else to return. And like 75% wants Leo. But that would be hard to do Leo. Because Leo's dead.
So, how did he die?
You didn't watch all my children then?
Mm-mm.
He was hanging by a tree, by a river, and he went into the river. But no one ever found his body.
Wow.
Yeah. But then his mom died, too. And his mom was evil and evil Lewis. I did not like his mom at all. You know, and, so non-soap related really quick. What did you believe? What did you think of the whole balloon thing?
I haven't really heard much about it, honestly.
Well, but you mean they did not break into the soaps?
Mm-mm. Well, no.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They broke into All My Children Heal for it. Stupid people.
Well,
stupid people, I'm going to...
Let's say maybe they did, and I didn't know. Because only AMC comes on at 1 o'clock here, and I'm used to recording Y&R and Days at the same time. So.
Okay. 1-357-850-8721. And I think it's really cool that the switchboard tells you how many minutes remaining.
Yeah.
You know, like I was saying in my intro, I want, you know, and if it's not, I mean, if it already happened, don't tell me now because I don't want to know. But if Claudia hasn't died yet, I want Claudia to die by Jason, and I want Carly to help him, and I want Liz to set, like, beat her up too, because I feel like the whole town needs to be up on the bus.
Well, okay.
No, well, what she did and what she has been doing by covering up what she did is so wrong on so many levels, and, you know, I know a lot of people are going to say, well, Sunny had his own demons with that. Okay, all Sunny did wrong with that was bring Michael into that warehouse without any bodyguards. And at the time, I was so ticked off about him doing that. But Claudia hired Ian to do the whole thing. Claudia wanted Sunny to die. And that moment, she saw Michael. Now, she needs to pay. And she needs to pay in a very, very, very big way, if you ask me. You know, I mean, I'm glad that, you know, I'm hoping there will be a revenge factor for her, because I think it's about time someone gives it to her, because she's been skinny on ice for weeks. And, you know, telling Johnny, oh, you cannot love Livia. Whose business is it of hers? You know, I just wish they were not, I wish they would, why they were taking Claudia out. I would say, well, take another person out, but they won't take the other person out because they are not smart enough to do it.
What other person are you talking about?
Well, if I say it, I will give...
Sorry, it took me a minute.
Okay, because who claims that she has done and she's gone away with a lot of things too. But, oh, let little Sam not pay for anything. You know, I'm a little sick of it. I am so sick of it. And I am so sick of people saying, oh, Lucky and Elizabeth belong together. No. I was done with Liz and Lucky two meals ago in a file. And, you know, I really hope bringing Jonathan Jackson back will fall in their faces, because that is not going to save General Hospital. I'm sorry. Because Lucky is the most boring character. Most boring character ever to be on the show. What?
Nothing.
No, say it. Say something.
No. I haven't been watching, you know, as long as other people, but yeah, he hasn't been that interesting to me.
Okay, I mean, he doesn't do okay. Spinelli doesn't more for me than Lucky does.
Yeah.
You know, I would not mind having SEX with Sunny on Spinelli on the pool table. I cannot say that about Lucky at all. And you know what? I'm so sick of everyone out there saying that Liz is a weakling, blah, blah, blah. She can't be with Jason because he's in the mob. Okay, you know what, people out there? It's about time you get you... busting you, because you know what? She can do it. You know what? Carly did it for years. And before you guys write me and say, well, look what happened to Michael. What happened with Michael wasn't supposed to ever happen. What happened with Michael was kind of Sunny's fault in the first place. Jason is not dumb enough to bring a kid in the warehouse without bodyguards. And if anyone tried to debate me on this, it's so they're going to lose because of the fact that, oh, kids do not grow up with bodyguards and, you know, a mobster dad. Okay. They said, you know, Michael should have never grown up with AJ Coleman as a father. You know, if they really want to take me on with this debate, please call me at 347-850-8721. Oh, if you want to talk to me about being, about Alexis being a hypocritical mother when she has slept with both Rick, Sunny, Jerry Jacks, but, you know, she is telling her kids what a horrible father Sunny is, but when she has, you know, slept with all the guides and oh, well, I cannot say the Kroonster man, but basically, she's not the most perfect role model either.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm just getting so tired of people saying that Jason is not a good role model for Jake. Well, you know what? Yes, he is. He's better than Lucky. You know, Lucky just drives me crazy. I can't stand him. You know, I've never liked him. I've never liked the Liz and Lucky love story. You know, whenever I think of the love story song by Taylor Swift, I think of another couple. And so, you know, if any of those couples want to give me a call at 347-850-8721, oh, if there's any Maxine Spinelli fans, oh, any Robin and Patrick fans, if you ask me, Robin and Patrick are kind of bullying right now, but that's okay. Even if you're a Diana Max fan or a Nick and Fearless fan like I am, you know, Nick and Fearless can look at each other and you can see past it. You cannot see that with Saren. Saren reminds me of like a, how can I say this without getting myself in trouble? Oh, like a deer in the headlights. That's what she always reminds me of. Seriously, see? You know, and, you know, I didn't see this week's Grey's Anatomy, but I looked some information up, and I don't think Izzy is really leaving the show, you guys. I think she's leaving a couple weeks for her movie. So all you Izzy fans out there, don't freak out. She's coming back. And for you Desperate Housewives fans out there, I believe the new family is a mafia family that they are bringing in. That's just my opinion. And Brothers and Sisters, have you ever watched that?
Yeah, I love
them. Okay, did you? Okay, I'm in tears, okay? You know, I really want Justin and Rebecca to hurry up and get married. And I just want Kitty to be okay. And, you know, but I love that show. You know, I watched it since day one. That is like almost the best show in the whole wide world.
I wouldn't go that far, but it's terrific. I think more people should be watching it.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you have one of the best writing. When you have, I can see him in my mind. Why, oh, my gosh, he's written so many good shows. He writes, you know, Brothers and Sisters. And he is a really good writer and director, and I love that show. And, you know, my belief is, I mean, I love that show. And, you know, I believe even though Lana Odu is on their 20th year, it's better than ever. You know, I haven't watched this year of 90210. Have you, Britt?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think of that?
It's okay. I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, what's going on. I don't really like Ryan and Jen dating. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. That whole thing kind of bores me. And it's obvious that he's going to fall for her, and she's just playing him. I don't know.
The black guy who's Annie's brother and Zany Girl's sister, are they still together?
No, they broke up again.
What? See, this is why I don't get emotionally invested in IO210 people. You know, and I haven't watched the new Mailbox plays either because, you know, I don't know. Because I love the old one and I would probably compare it so much to, like, the old one. I would compare it, you know, to the old one because I never missed an episode of the old one. Because I thought the old one was, you know, cool and great and everything. And, you know, I just thought it was a really cool show. I mean, I thought both 90210 and Melrose Place was great back in the day. I mean, and I'm not putting down the new ones, except I'm not into the new ones. You know, give me nighttime episodes in a hospital over that, and I will watch it. I mean, okay, if they had Jason and Liz and Spinelli and Maxie and, you know, everyone, yeah, I mean, you know, I was mad when they took, oh my God, what did they call the General Hospital spinoff last year? Yeah, I love Night Shift. How did you watch it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, see, you know, and I don't know if they are bringing it back because I thought it was great.
Yeah.
You know, I
watched the second season. But from what I hear, it's better than the first, so.
Well, you know, my favorite episode of the second season, when Luke and Holly and Robert and Anna and Robin, you know, and not Holly, but Robert and Tiffany, they all came back. That was my favorite episode, you know, because I miss Robert and Tiffany. I used to love Robert and Tiffany when they were on. They were, like, one of my favorite people to watch.
Yeah. Well, Robert Scorpio is just awesome, period. So, like, whatever he's on.
You know, and you know, I saw Oprah today with, I, you know, don't watch everything, Oprah, and see how with Rick Springfield on, and he's going back to TV to California, California. Brittany?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Is there anything you want to say?
I just want to actually give some kudos to James Scott. He's been amazing. And that's, like, a lot coming for me because I'm not a huge fan of his. And I think a lot of the time, especially, like, with intense scenes, that he's a little over the top. But to me, he's really, like, reined it in and showed a more subtle performance, and I don't know, I just enjoy it a lot more, and yeah, the last few weeks he's been really, really good, so I just want to give a shout out to him, and people should keep watching Days because it's really good, and it's not even Sleeps yet, so I'm really excited for what's coming up.
Okay, and I want to say, for people out there, you know who I'm talking about. My little group that I belong to, let's keep up the fight. I believe people are listening. I believe that we are going to get what we want because, you know, the ratings say it all, people. Yeah, we have a fight going on, but at the end of the day, I believe that we are going to win. I believe our side will prevail, so... You know, I know it looks like you want to give up, but you guys out there don't, because the couple I'm talking about is with it. At the end of the day, their scenes are with it. So call in, write in, you know, because we need all the support and all the love and everything. So keep the fight and call us back on Wednesday. Please call us on Monday. Yeah. And anything else, Britt?
No. Thanks for tuning in.
Okay, and if you need anything, email me at daytime1976. Daytime at 1976 at Yahoo. com for anything, and we will see you next week. I mean, on Wednesday. So, well, I wonder what you know, when it says so is on but not streaming. Brenda, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess we are done, but I will talk to you on Wednesday.
Okay,
bye.